Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot going on. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question, do you want the Eagles offense to come out more aggressive on Sunday versus the Bucks? 91.7% say yes.
Wow. 91.
Yeah. So,
what was it before I came on?
I don't think it was much
90.
Different.
It was
yeah.
90.
Oh, well, okay. There you go. Went the other way. So just to clear it up before we get to the Drew Brees thing, you said this a few times. Do you think, aside from going hurry up, do you think the difference between the Eagles' offense in the first half and the second half of the Rams game was specifically just Jalen Hurts deciding to throw the ball?
Yes. Yeah. I think Jalen was more aggressive.
So play calling, you aside, again, aside from being hurry up, you think the opportunities to throw and the plays were essentially the same?
Correct.
Okay. So that was it. Okay.
Yeah. If anything, the plays might have been simpler. Because when you're doing hurry up. Like, yeah. You're not running as complex of plays and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can buy that.
Yeah,
I can buy that. My thing is, I'm not one of these people to think all of a sudden everything changed at halftime with the Eagles. They were down, so circumstances matter.
Yeah,
you're right. When you're running more of an up tempo type of offense, you do simplify things, and you want him to get the ball out of his hands. My point is that this unlocked to me potentially something from a confidence standpoint. Why not continue to build on that? Why go back to what we've been doing prior to games and looking at it that way as opposed to saying, okay, maybe this is what we need. It's almost like when a jump shooter shot go down after you've been missing it for a while.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I got the stroke back now.
I agree.
Now you keep firing.
I think they can ride the momentum emotionally from the game. I don't think what they did in the second half can be carried over in terms of I don't think they unlocked the scheme or code or anything like that. I think they were just more confident. And so that's
what I'm talking about.
Right. Well,
wait, but see, here's the thing. How do you know that's because it seems to me that's what the big issue is whether or not he's sure of himself when he needs to throw the ball.
Yes.
Throwing the ball with confidence. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe they unlocked that and now he's gotten a chance to see the fruits of his labor. Yes, the fruits of his labor and all of that.
But I think it's probably confidence. It's also we talked about this a little bit yesterday. When you're down 20 points, you're not really worried about turning the ball over.
Yeah, you got to let it fly.
It's not that they don't care about it. It's that he didn't worry about it. And I think a lot of those throws are I think this message, your aggressive message, is for him as much as it's for the coaches.
No doubt about it.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Just if it's there, throw it.
And that's why I'm saying the passing offense. That's why I'm like the passing offense.
Right, and that's That's what I'm trying to say, is that I don't think this is about calling new plays or a new scheme. This is about Jalen taking advantage of what is there already.
Okay, so, we can agree with that.
Your
point,
yeah, we can agree like, with yes, you on that. I want Jalen to throw the ball more. By the way, when he throws it 30 or more times, he has the best record in the NFL winning percentage. So, like,
so he should throw the ball 30 or more times.
No, I'm saying
more.
When they need to do it, he can do it.
Okay,
I agree. No,
that,
I know, yeah,
that's
I
getting
know.
Retired.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because you are. See, okay. Coherent moral code. You just said no, no, no.
You tagging Spike in. Tag, you're in.
You said within the same 30-second period, he should throw the ball more, and when he has to throw it, he does.
See, there's nuance to this,
but there isn't.
It is for me.
Well, there isn't, because you just said
you don't know what nuance means.
You just said
I'm very aware of
you
what
want
means.
Him to throw the ball more. Throwing the ball when you have to can't just be third and nine or when you're down 19
right.
points.
It kind of can be.
No,
look at how they've done it. It's worked. I'm being serious. Like, look, they need to play better. I agree with you on that. But to act like there is, you know, a major issue here, like there's just not a major issue.
Well, there was.
When?
Up until halftime, all season
yeah,
long.
Of one half of a game.
No.
For three games. Hold on.
Kansas
it was
City?
Yeah, they won Kansas City for what it's worth. Again, and I was with you after Kansas City, so I agree they need to play better.
Well, so don't change.
I'm not changing my thing. I'm saying they need to play better. Maybe I'm misunderstanding what you guys are saying. I don't want a fundamental change to what they do. That's where my take
but
is.
But you do if want you, a fundamental change to what he does.
No.
Because he has gotten
well, yeah,
too conservative.
Course, that's what you're saying.
I want him to be a little more aggressive. I don't want him to be way more aggressive.
Well, you don't want him to be reckless.
Correct.
Because you're okay if he's aggressive and it's
yeah,
productive.
One-on-one matchups
yeah,
down.
It's productive.
Yeah, when you have AJ one-on-one going
three
down.
Three touchdowns in the second half
look,
of that game
when you have AJ,
Sunday.
And against Kansas City, I thought there were chances in one-on-one matchups with AJ down the field to get him the ball.
In the first half on Sunday, too.
Yeah, agreed.
Yes,
I agree with you on that.
Right.
So I'm saying take every time you have AJ going down the sideline one-on-one, throw it.
Yeah.
100%. I think maybe we're getting lost in translation. I just think what they do works, and so I don't need a big change to it. I just need them to be, the passing offense, 20% better. Like, take a few more chances. But it's true.
What needs to be bet more than 20%?
By the way,
I don't know if it needs to be.
I got a text from someone.
Yeah.
When you were talking about those one interception a game, 17 at the end of the season,
yeah.
I just threw out the number 40.
Oh, yeah,
I
it's Baker 40? Last year. 42 and 17
No, how about this one? Even better.
What?
That's what Matthew Stafford did when they won the Super Bowl.
That's pretty good.
41 touchdowns and 17 interceptions.
Yeah, if you told me he was going to throw 41 touchdowns and 17 interceptions, I would probably sign up for that.
But see, Elliot, that's what I'm saying. You're trading in the one mistake for the five or six great opportunities that you got. That's what all the great offenses do, Elliot. It's what they do.
I just don't think if he becomes less concerned with turning the ball over, I don't think the result is going to be a positive one.
No, I didn't say he should become less concerned. What I said is that he should be less afraid to turn the ball over, meaning that you can't miss opportunities that are there because you don't want to throw the ball. Because you're afraid
and we
to
agree.
Turn the ball over.
We agree on that.
Yes.
We agree on that.
And so do the guys who want to catch the ball.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Because you know what they say? I'm open. Throw me the damn ball.
And when he has one-on-one, he should do it. I agree with you.
Here's what Drew Brees had to say on First Take. Drew Brees is now a regular contributor.
Listen, Stephen A. getting everybody fired up there. They got my girl off the damn show. I don't even want to watch it anymore. Now they got Drew Brees on here. They got to bring everybody back.
By the way, can they fly him in? It looks like they have him on Zoom from his
living
room.
He wasn't even looking at the camera.
Yeah.
And this is the guy we're listening to.
He definitely was like, I ain't going to make it today.
Yeah.
Soon, send me the Zoom link.
Here's what he had to say about the Eagles offense.
Hey, I respect Philly. They are winning games. They're finding a way to win games. I can't stand to watch that offense. It's the most boring offense.
Okay.
It
wow.
is.
You should have seen Stephen A.'s face when you started with Jordan Love and then followed up with Zach Bradley. You're going to be like, did he hear the question?
And
correctly?
Did you hear what he just said? He said, I can't stand Philly's offense. They're boring.
Who cares?
Wow.
They're winning. That's okay.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this.
Hey, we're week three. We're going to be on every week. Let's just see how this thing plays out.
Okay. I mean, is that your way to can Boren win the Super Bowl championship? Can Boren repeat?
Hey, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
So
that's the toughest division in football, too. Let's see how it plays out.
Wait a minute. What the hell is he talking about? The toughest division in football.
Well, yeah. Jackson Dart's starting now.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. The NFC East is not the toughest division in football, I don't think.
And I would say, and this is, again, based off of last year, what Stephen A. is talking about, can boring win championships? That Eagles offense wasn't boring last year.
No, because of Saquon. Yeah. Right, yeah.
How is that not hard to understand?
I understand it.
No, I'm just saying, say, can boring win a championship?
It wasn't boring.
The offense wasn't boring last year. You had a record year from a player that we had never seen before. So if you were getting that type of production, the offense wouldn't be boring.
Well, I have one more.
We would say the passing game needs to be better.
Hold on. I have one more question about this. Jack has to tell you about how he's going to come to your house and have a party or whatever.
I didn't know Fritz was still here.
Yeah, right after this, I have the question for you.
We got Phil's Marlin tonight. You get to relax.
Lock in.
All right, now sit by, okay? Gather around for this. Get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. You're shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek. A game day party at your house hosted by me, baby.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Life of the party, Fritz. Who would have thought? 2 Weber Grills, some National Appliance Warehouse, of course. Plus, gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every game day. Stop by Locust Rendezvous in Center City for the $11 Miller Lite Pint and Jameson Shot Special and their famous wings. Or visit O'Neill's Pub on South Street for their $10.25 special with a family-friendly atmosphere. That's a Locust.
Are you okay?
Yeah, what is he?
What's going on in there?
He's cracking himself
giggling
up now.
Over there.
Yeah.
That's Locust Rendezvous in Center City and O'Neill's Pub on South Street, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older, and always celebrate responsibly.
The crowd is chanting, Philly Formation, Philly Formation.
That's what everyone says. Yeah,
come over your house and giggle for you.
Can you imagine? You win the contest, Jack comes over, and you just fight with him about Jalen Hurts for 3.5 hours.
It's a trap. Yep. He shows up ready to watch.
Yeah, everyone's got a one jersey on.
Yeah. Where's Brent?
So
where's Brent?
You should just say you're Brent Celek.
The show up in an 87 jersey.
The confusion on all their faces. Show up in an 87.
I have a Celek jersey.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brent Celek.
Sign autograph.
A little shorter than him, but I was going to say, you almost can get away with it.
Dude, I told you, I'm built like a 2000s Giants tight end.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Celek's statuesque.
80s Giants tight end.
Yeah. So, don't you think, again, from the throwing perspective, let's talk about Saquon for a second, because you mentioned 3.3 yards a carry.
Yeah.
And eye test. The eye test is the running game is not working the same way it did last year. And we'll have Jordan Mailata join us at 4, and he will tell us, and I'm sure it is true to a certain extent, he will tell us over and over again, it's that we are not executing the way that we should from an offensive line standpoint. And I'm sure that is true to an extent. Mm. But don't you think it's also true that at some point this was going to, you know, I said, why didn't it happen at the end of last year? But maybe it's just happening this year with, if they don't believe you're going to throw the ball, it makes it so much easier to stop Saquon Barkley. So to unlock the offense that you want that is explosive enough with Saquon, don't you think that they certainly need to pass earlier and they certainly need to pass more just to make it easier on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I am team pass the ball more,
okay,
to be clear.
Thank you for making that clear.
I don't know. You seem like you wanted to yell, so I yelled back.
Do you think? Did you hear what Jack? Do you have what Donovan said? And I'm only going to want the first 15-20 seconds or so.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's what Donovan said about it yesterday. Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, of course.
To me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Staley. Mm. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to two Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield.
So what do you think there of him saying that he thinks part of it is they don't trust Jalen to throw the ball enough?
I guess the way I would phrase it is, like, I think they coach to Jalen's strengths and Jalen's weaknesses. Like, mm-hmm. all players have strengths and weaknesses, right?
Yep.
And I think they call and design the offense to what they believe Jalen can do and what Jalen cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And could they be wrong? Like, they could be wrong. Maybe if they allow Jalen to, you know, throw it a ton of time, like, maybe it would all work out. But when he says they don't trust him, I think it's more about they know Jalen in his game, like, probably better than anybody. They know his strengths, they know their weaknesses. And so what they are trying to do is find a way to win with Jalen, like all teams do with quarterbacks.
Sure.
So why is it that when you have those games where he's thrown the ball so well, what is it with then?
You're saying,
I mean, like, the Bengals game, the Pittsburgh Steelers game.
Like
the Washington game, the Super Bowl. Like, what is that then?
So I think Jalen can absolutely throw the ball at a high level in for stretches, right? He is not yet really, other than 2022, shown he can do it week after week after week.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jalen is at his best, and I think the Eagles believe the team is at their best with Saquon running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then on third downs, Jalen making big plays. Like, in the second half, he made a ton of big plays on third down. First
mm-hmm.
and second, they weren't, like, as good, right? But on third down, and last year, when you bring up the Bengals game, he was awesome on third down. He was good throughout the game, for sure. But, like, in terms of the plays he made on third down, those were huge. Against Washington in the playoff, he had the fourth down throw to AJ. So I think they are going about this with, let's play to Jalen's strengths, let's take care of the ball, and we have enough talent on offense that we will be able to make plays because of the talent, and we'll make enough plays to win the game.
Would you agree if I were to take Jalen's final stat line from Sunday and say that was spread out throughout the entire game, passing attempts and everything,
mm-hmm.
is that good?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking for.
Doesn't get you 240.
What does it get me to, 225?
Yeah, something like that.
I'll take that.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I'll take that. That's all I'm asking. That's not too much.
I want Jalen to take more chances, too.
I'm talking about the passing game.
But Jalen is the passing game. That's where we disagree.
But we don't disagree there. I'm just not pinpointing him for everything is the point that I'm making. There is something to giving the guys an opportunity to make plays down the field. That
yes.
has to do with coaching. That has to do with protecting.
Yes.
That has to do with route designing, play designing, getting open, mm-hmm. right, as receivers, and then catching the ball. I encompass all that. I don't just focus on him. I know he's the central part there.
Yeah.
I get that. But he needs other things around him as well in order to be good in the passing game.
I 100%
agree. This isn't just about Jalen. Do
it
what
is.
You want to do.
I agree with that. I agree with
okay,
that.
Okay, that's all I'm yeah. saying.
So let me ask you, so the Eagles at Tampa on Sunday hasn't gone well for them in Tampa,
yeah.
you know. They've made the change, and John Clark, Insider of the Year, candidate reported yesterday that they're leaving a day early and perhaps might even practice on Saturday to help acclimate to the heat, which may be, what, 100 degrees real feel
so
or something?
It's called for 88, and I think the real feel is like 93.
Ooh, what kind of outfit you wear?
Yeah, what do you think of the getting...
wear linen.
Yeah, you got to wear linen.
Exactly.
So what do you think of the leave early bit?
I hate it. I hate it so much. I just think you're kind of defeating yourself before you even get on the plane. I feel like the whole thing is you're not going to get acclimated to the heat any better in 24 hours. Like being down there and doing the walkthrough on Saturday, they know what heat feels like. They've played in heat. I think the way to defeat this heat is to try to not think about it. Like that's what Vic Fangio said today. It's a mindset, right? So it reminds me, honestly, of like when Miami goes to Buffalo and they've lost before they even get there. I just think they're making such a big deal about this heat. Just do what you normally do. It's going to be hot.
Should they hydrate?
Yes, I would hydrate.
Okay. I didn't know if they should drink extra water or not.
That's a mindset,
maybe
too.
Maybe pickles.
They should just pretend it's up here.
Yeah, I was going to say, just pretend that the heat is
not happening.
But
don't you think by going a day early, you're making it a bigger deal than it needs to
you've
be?
You've sold me on this, in that one day, what they should do if they're really concerned about it, is they should go down there tomorrow.
Yeah, like practice down there always.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, you've sold me on that. That didn't take long.
It just feels like you're saying to the players, you have another obstacle coming, which is the heat.
No, the players already know this. They've gone to Tampa every year.
Right, but...
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's where I disagree. Spike, don't make the habit of disagreeing with me and agreeing with Elliot.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to... I didn't even know your take on it.
You're
I was
the greatest
just,
of all time.
I was just...
I saw Spike's face. He's completely convinced.
Yeah.
You didn't even let me get my side of the argument out yet.
I didn't even know you had one. I apologize. Elliot, you're wrong.
We're all on one team.
Yeah, Ike, whatever you're about to say is right.
I'm joking. Yeah. But no, but I will say there is something to using your history of going down there, realizing things that may have helped or hurt your chances to be at your best and performing when you're down there in that heat. 88 degrees in Tampa, Florida is different than 88 degrees up here. So I'm not going to tell you going down there one day guarantees the Eagles a win. But I do agree that getting down there early, even if it's just a day early, gives your body a chance to adjust to the temperatures, the humidity, and all of that that's down there. And it's one less day you're spending in traveling. You're actually there. You can get off your feet sooner. You can rest. You can get to the stadium earlier. All of those things. And with players, it is mental. So Coach Fangio is right. But Coach Fangio isn't playing. He's in the booth.
That's a good point.
So it is a mental thing. And if that is a mental hurdle that guys are thinking about, you were on with Jordan earlier. I think us with Landon last night, he talked about it. Like he's not going to go overboard and complain about going to Tampa. But, with tongue in cheek, like we got to go down to Tampa again, 1 o'clock, go ahead and mark it down next year in September, fourth game. We're going to have to play in Tampa again at 1 o'clock in that heat. So the players know it too, and they know that it can be uncomfortable. I wouldn't be surprised if they're wearing the green jerseys because Tampa chooses what colors they want to wear at home.
Yep.
They probably will be in white. Sunday, right? Like, so that's there. So getting down there a day early, again, it doesn't guarantee you're going to win, but maybe it puts a lot of the players' mind at ease because they get a chance to get acclimated to being there.
It just seems like, so what I'm lumping into this is the week before, prior to the Kansas City game, Nick Sirianni said to I think it was an ESPN reporter prior to the game, like, they were like the heat was something they were thinking about in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It feels like they're very obsessed with the heat. Now, Nick knows more than I do about his team's mentality with this. No, I know, but like, they practice in the heat in training camp. The whole point of that was to get them ready for the heat. It just feels like they're allowing it to defeat them before they even get there. Or at least they're allowing it to be a huge obstacle for them. Whereas otherwise just go, we've played in the heat. We're going to go down there. They're playing in the same heat. And we'll do things like we normally.
It, though.
They are. I agree. But they're still playing in the same heat.
But
should they not practice with noise? Because they know what noise sounds like?
On the road?
Well, no.
I got you on that one. All right, there we go. We'll end it. All right, there we go.
You know how they can fix this problem, though?
I know. Shut up.
Yes, you put a nice little roof on top of all the stadiums. You won't ever have to travel early because of the heat.
All right, okay. All right.
By the way, it could be a lightning on Sunday.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now
well,
you guys
every,
want the dome. Yeah.
I mean, it's South Florida, right? I mean, any.
Yeah, there's supposed to be thunderstorms.
Yeah, but almost. There's a possibility of thunderstorms, I think,
every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
But it wouldn't matter if there was a dome.
Well, yeah, okay. All right. Shut
up. Yeah, Tampa still refused to put one up.
Yes. Well, because they want the advantage. They want the advantage. All right. Go Birds podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Go Birds Daily. Is it already out today? You already got one planned for tomorrow.
One with me and James out today.
Yes. Go. It is a must listen if you want to drive yourself crazy. No, I'm just kidding. It is a must listen, the Go Birds podcast. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
He's
the best.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Jordan, you'll just show up whether we ask
you want me to or not.
Jordan Mailata joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.